change my outlook? Do I need to change my association because of who I am? Do I need to change the people that I relate to? Do I need to change the people, the company that I keep? Do I need to change my priorities because of who I am? Are we getting it? Amen. Do I need to invest in my tomorrow? You know, when I say that I'm a princess, then I need to dress like a princess. I need to live in the kind of house that princesses live. Princesses live in the palace. You know, when I'm saying these things, let's just put them in quotes. You know, so if you know that you are, you know, for example, I'm a princess, I want to live in a good house. So therefore, princesses live in good houses. So for me as a princess to live in a good house, I must work hard. What kind of job do I want? What kind of career? What kind of course? You know, thank God that parents are here today. I believe that when we know who we are and when our children know who they are, it will help you to choose the kind of subject you choose in school. You won't just pick any subject because, you know, I don't want to call the name Bintu now. The women understand Bintu. Praise the Lord. So we have to do something different from Bintu today. We have to do Naomi, Sophia, okay, Terry. No, there's a Terry in church. Praise God. You see, so they're not going to do a course. You're not going to pick subject because your friend, you want to be sitting down with them in class. So we will continue to sit together. If I pick the subject she's picking, then we can continue to sit together. No. Once you know who you are, you know where you are going. You know what you need to do. What are the things that I need to do to take me there? Then that will determine the choices you make, the things that you do, no matter how young you are. You know, I was just thinking during the week about Rahab. You know the story of Rahab? I mean, there's a way she's being defined. They say Rahab the harlot. But something struck me that Rahab was not married, but she had a property. She had a house. You know, and I paused. I said, so obviously for this woman to have a house, she wasn't, you know, she had substance. She had money. And I'm just, you know, I was just thinking about her. I don't know why she came to my spirit. And I was just thinking about Rahab almost, you know, the most of this week. Maybe God wants me to do a little bit more study about her. But I was just thinking that Rahab, you know, she did not know that spies will need to come to her house. But the way the house was built, it was built in a way that she could hide people there without being seen. So, I believe that I don't know how, you know, what thoughts, what desires she had for herself. I don't know what dream she had, you know, but thank God, you know, God put her name in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. But she had something which gave her access. She had a property. And I was just thinking that should be single stop you from having a property? Should being single stop you from having a car? Should being single stop you from being a landlady or a landlord? You see, because if you know who you are, then you know what you need to step up. Praise the Lord.